Welcome to the National Training and Technical Assistance Center podcast series presented by the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance, Office of Justice Programs, U.S. Department of Justice. The National Training and Technical Assistance Center was established in 2010 to provide quality training and technical assistance to law enforcement officers and crime prevention practitioners. Our goal is to provide officers and practitioners with skill-based training, tools, and resources to assist you in executing your jobs effectively, which in turn keeps your community safe. NCPC has conducted basic crime prevention training in Arizona, Missouri, Connecticut, Texas, Alaska, New York, South Carolina, Utah, Massachusetts, and Nevada. This year, this training will take place in Kentucky, Washington, and Wisconsin. NCPC and its partners held a regional training in North Miami Beach, Florida in June 2013, and will hold another one in Mesa, Arizona in September 2014. We have also developed fact sheets on crime prevention topics and a law enforcement outreach toolkit on CD-ROM. These can be found on www.ncpc.org under our National Training and Technical Center web pages. This year, we will introduce our advanced crime prevention skill-based training in Connecticut, Florida, Utah, and Texas. All of these trainings and resources are free due to our grant through the Bureau of Justice Assistance. This podcast series is an extension of our training where guest presenters and experts from the field will share the latest emerging trends, information, and best practices and strategies in crime prevention. We hope you find this series beneficial to your work and the resources presented helpful. I am your moderator, Sarita Hill Coltrane, Senior Training Manager with the National Crime Prevention Council. Today's podcast is the importance of police and campus partnerships in addressing campus safety using a SEPTAD approach. Many campuses across the country are using crime prevention through environmental design as a prevention strategy to inhibit criminal activity. Although campuses operate independently and often have their own police departments, there are times when the police department from the surrounding community and the campus law enforcement personnel must work cohesively together. Our presenter is Captain Eric Grabsky with the University of South Carolina. He has served USC in several capacities since 1986. Mr. Grabsky is presently responsible for the community relations operations of the division, which includes crime prevention, victim and witness assistance, media relations, Cleary compliance, VIP and dignitary relations protection, and special event operations. In 1993, Mr. Grabsky developed and supervised the first crime prevention bicycle patrol unit at DLES. The unit created several new programs to assist the community with crime prevention and also develop innovative strategies to build the relationship between the community and law enforcement. In 1996, the unit was awarded exemplary special unit status by the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. He assisted in the development of many partnerships over his career and represents his agency on several committees, coalitions, and task forces, including the University Safety Committee, the Carolina Community Coalition, the Suicide Prevention Task Force, the Sexual Assault and Relationship Violence Prevention Task Force, and the Tobacco Free Task Force. It is the successful partnerships and best practices that Mr. Grabsky will share with us today. Thank you for doing this for us.
You're so welcome.
Can you briefly describe what crime prevention through environmental design is, and what are the benefits of developing and maintaining a SEPTAD approach regarding campus safety?
Absolutely, and good morning again. The SEPTAD approach is really a philosophy, and it's a set of strategies that are designed to have a proper design of our environment and the effective use of our buildings and public spaces within our community that lead to a reduction of fear of crime, a reduction of crime itself, and actually improve the quality of life as well. And this approach is very, very useful in a campus environment for a couple of reasons. One is, and I'll use an example, many days of the week I'll get phone calls from parents or from administrators or from students on campus, and their number one concern seems to be the safety of our campus. CEFTED is a philosophy and an approach that can be used by virtually everyone in the community. It's not just a law enforcement tool. It's not just a facilities tool, but it's something that the entire community can use. And as we'll talk about today, our partnerships in the community are very, very important in establishing CEFTED strategies within the campus to fulfill those goals that we talked about, and that's the reduction of crime, the reduction of fear of crime, and the quality of life. That last goal is so important because folks don't equate sometimes the fact that if we reduce crime and if we reduce the incident of crime and we improve the quality of life as well, that all of us will have an easier time and a safer time on campus.
So what on-campus partnerships are important in developing and maintaining CEFTED practices on campus?
There are many relationships that law enforcement probably already has on campus that can be used in the CEFTED approach. Those relationships and those partnerships, some of them are obvious, like our facilities unit and our landscaping unit. Some of them might not be so obvious, like our architect and our project managers. But when we look at CEFTED and we look at the principles of CEFTED, these units come to mind very, very quickly because obviously facilities is responsible for the design of campus buildings, the maintenance of campus buildings. Landscaping is responsible for keeping the campus beautiful, but we can also use them when it comes to, for instance, having good surveillance on campus, good territorial reinforcement. These are all some of the principles that CEFTED practices. Some of the other partnerships that are so important on campus to have, as I mentioned, are our housing department. If a university houses students, that community is very, very important. And many times, housing will have their own facilities department. So it's important to get a good partnership with that unit so that as we're looking at the housing portion of our universities, we can implement CEFTED practices as well. Parking, the parking department or parking at university is very, very important also. We have many, many parking garages and parking lots. Many universities are going to more of a host-type parking. In other words, rather than parking in and putting money in a meter, they're parking in a large lot and they're greeted by someone. All of those functions are very important when we look at CEFTED. Another very important partner is the fire marshal, and sometimes we forget about that person, but having that individual come in and take a look at the safety of a facility or an area is very, very important when we put all these CEFTED practices together.
Now, what off-campus partnerships are important in developing and maintaining CEFTED practices on campus?
As we mentioned, I think earlier, our relationship with our local police departments and county sheriff's departments is very, very crucial. We need to have a working relationship because many universities across our country are intertwined within the communities that they live in, within the city and the other geographical area. So having a good partnership with our local agencies is good for any reason, but mostly when it comes to crime prevention, such as through CEFTED. Other partnerships that are important to develop is with our Department of Transportation. There was recently a road calming project that I was aware of, and the Department of Transportation was very, very crucial in understanding exactly how we could do that and use CEFTED principles as well. Our neighborhood associations are very important. Many times neighborhood associations will have the political leverage to provide resources and finances to improve areas using SEPTED practices, such as additional lighting, landscaping improvements, and even improvements in some of the roadways. So it's very, very important to have those relationships as well.
Thank you so much. Now, what are the best ways to maintain these important relationships?
This is very important because, as we know, SEPTED takes a multidisciplined approach and a multi-partnership approach to accomplishing the goals that we talked about. If one takes inventory of the relationships that we already have with the campus police department, we'll find that many of those relationships are already developed in some way. But going to the partners that we discussed and understanding during that relationship that we can talk about SEPTED and educating our partners about SEPTED is very, very important. We've had much success in doing that here. But fostering those partnerships means spending time at meetings. It means providing that education. It also means establishing that SEPTED vision within these different departments on campus, and ultimately having SEPTED as part of the policy and procedure or even part of the code, if you will, of the university, so that when landscaping, for instance, cuts down certain bushes or trims trees, they're doing it within the SEPTED philosophy. So inviting yourself, so to speak, but also making yourself known and understanding that there are many meetings and many activities already going on campus that you can attach the SEPTED principle to is very, very important. But really reestablishing those relationships and spending time with these folks and educating them on SEPTED is very, very important.
How can we get the campus community involved in understanding and promoting SEPTED on campus?
Exactly. SEPTED is becoming more and more prevalent around the country. It's becoming more and more prevalent on college campuses. A lot of times folks don't understand, our community doesn't understand what SEPTED means. So helping them to understand all of the principles within SEPTED and really what it can do and what an excellent job it can do in reducing crime and really improving the quality of life. One of the things that we do is we do many site surveys. We'll go to a different department or college within the university and explain that we can come in and provide some recommendations using SEPTED. Then working with that different department or college, we can implement those strategies and then actually create a sustainability so that in the future those SEPTED principles are continuing to be used. Another great tool that can be used in getting the community involved in understanding and promoting SEPTED are safety walks. And this is something that on campus we have, again, the benefit of having good partnerships, but getting the student body involved through student government, getting student affairs involved, even getting faculty and staff involved through different departments and colleges within the university, and then setting up times throughout the semester to go on a safety walk. And before that safety walk begins, we explain about SEPTED, we explain the principles and what the goals are, and then we have many, many different eyes that are walking through certain sections of campus, and we're recording what we see so that they can be improved. What we see that's already working and adhering to what SEPTED is, but also the suggestions of improving. And that really has been a great tool in getting the entire community involved and not only understanding what SEPTED is, but then getting them out and, as we like to say, putting eyes on the street so that they can take a look at where SEPTED can be implemented and then sustained on campus.
Thank you very much, Captain Grabsky, for sharing your wisdom and your experiences on SEPTED on campus, especially with the different partnerships that you have engaged there at the University of South Carolina. We thank you for participating in this podcast. This podcast can be downloaded on NCPC's website, National Training and Technical Assistance landing page at www.ncpc.org. This podcast is presented by the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance and supported by grant number 2010-DGBX-K036. The Bureau of Justice Assistance is a component of the Office of Justice Program, which includes the Bureau of Justice Statistics, the National Institute of Justice, the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention, SMART Office, and the Office for Victims of Crime. Points of view or opinions in this podcast are those of the author and do not represent the official position or policies of the United States Department of Justice. Again, this is Sarita Hill Coltrane with Captain Grafsky from the University of South Carolina, and we thank you for listening to this podcast.